Morning has come, Madam Joan.
The night was cold, Lahaya. Oh, good Lahaya. Great Lahaya. You've really come to help me as I knew you would.
Come to help you? Why, I was sleeping 50 feet away from you, watching over you as I always do. Don't come too close. I stink of wine and onions.
No, you smell fine.
Usually you tell me I stink too much to be a Christian. You say I'm a danger to the army because if the wind is behind us, the English will know where we are.
Lahaya, I was such a fool in those days. You know how girls are. They pretend to know everything, but they really know nothing. Oh, but I am not so stupid now. Oh, you smell good because you smell like a man.
I can't stand a man who washes in the field. Because to me, a man like that isn't a man. I was brought up on an onion in the morning. The rest can have their sausage. The smell is more distinguished, you tell me. I know you think a breakfast onion is a sin.
A breakfast onion is not a sin, Lahaya. Nothing that is true is a sin. Oh, I was a fool. I tormented you. But I didn't mean anything by it. I didn't. You smell so good. Sweat, onions, wine. You have all the smells a man should have. And you curse and you kill and you think of nothing but women.
Me?
You. Oh, but I tell you, that was all your sin. You are like a bright new coin in the hand of God.
Well, I've had a bastard life. When I go into battle, I say my prayers. Say, God, I hope you'll help me. As I would help you if you had to face those goddamn...
Lahaya!
Tell you the truth, Joan. I'm frightened of what will happen to me if I get killed.
Paradise will happen to you. They're looking forward to having you with them.
That gives me heart. I've always wanted to go to paradise. But if it's full of saints and bishops, I might not be too happy.
It's full of men like you. It's the others who are kept waiting at the gate. The gate. The gate of Orléans. Why, they're ahead of us, Lahaya. Too hot, my boy, too hot. It's so fine to ride into battle with a good soldier by your side.
Some people don't like it. Some people like to make a little garden out of life and walk down its path.
Oh, but they never know what we know. Death has to be waiting at the end of the ride before you truly see the earth and fill your heart and love this world. There are 3 English soldiers. We've outgunned the others. We are alone.
Get off your horse, Madam Joan. Lead them back. You've never used your sword.
Oh, no, Lahaya, don't leave them alone.
God damn English bastard!
Oh, dear God. He is as good as bread. I answer for him. He's my friend. The last word will not be spoken at this trial. Lahaya will come to deliver me. He will bring 300 lances, I know them all. And he will take me from my prison.
Yes, they came to deliver you, Joan.
Where are they? I knew they would come.
They came to the gates of the city. When they saw how many English soldiers were there, they turned and went away.
Turned and went away? Without fighting? Yes, of course. It was I who taught them to do just that. I would say, have a little sense. It doesn't cost a sou. Learn not to be brave when you are outnumbered unless... That's what they did. They went to get reinforcements.
No, your friends will not return, Joe.
No, that's not true. They will return. Learn not to be brave when you are outnumbered, I said. Unless you can retreat. Then there is no other way out. Lahaya will come to deliver me. Because there is no other way to save me now.
Lahaya sells himself to whichever prince has need. When he discovered that your Charles was tired of war and would sign any treaty, he turns his army toward Germany. He seeks for a new land upon which to try his sword. You have been abandoned, Joan. It may sound strange to you, but the priests of this court are the only ones who care for your life and your soul. Humble yourself, Joan, and the church will take your hand. In your heart, you are a child of the church.
Yes.
Well, then trust yourself to the church. She will weigh your deeds and take from you the agony of self-judgment.
For that which is of the faith, I will turn to the church as I have always done. But what I am, I will not denounce. And what I have done, I will not deny.
Not you, not you, not you, and not you, Bishop of Beauvais. I have spoken of the great enemy, but not even now do you know his name. You do not understand on whom you sit in judgment, nor the issues of the judgment. I have told you that the whole Inquisition is not concerned with royal rank or merchant goals or peasant wealth. To us, a scholar in his room is equal in importance to an emperor in his palace. Because we know the name of our enemy. His name is Natural Man! Can you not see that this girl is the symbol of that which is most to be feared? She is the enemy! She is man as he stands against us! Look at her. Frightened. Dirty. Abandoned by all, and no longer even sure that the voices she heard in the air ever spoke to her at all. Does the misery make her a suppliant begging God for mercy and for light? No, she gets away from God. She dares to stand under torture, thrashing about like a proud beast in the stable of her dungeon. She raises her eyes, not to God, but to man's image of himself. I have need to remind you, masters, that he who loves man does not love God.
It cannot be. Jesus himself became a man.
Senor Bishop, I must ask you to send your young assessor from this courtroom. I will consider after the session whether he may return or whether I will bring charges against him or against any other. I will bring charges against myself if God should let me lose my way.
Leave us, Brother Ladvenu.
Monsieur Inquisitor, I owe you obedience. I will not speak again. But I will pray to our Lord Jesus that you remember the weakness of your small, sad, lonely enemy.
Do you have need to question her further? To ask all the heavy words that are listed in your legal papers? What need to ask her why she still persists and wearies man's breath when it is contrary to the commandment? Why she dare the sin of living among men as man? The deeds no longer matter. What she has done is of less importance than why she did it. The answer is less important than one answer. It is a fearful answer. What I am, I will not. You wish to say it again? Say it!
What I am, I will not denounce. What I have done, I will not deny.
You have heard it. Down through the ages, from dungeon to the fire of the stake. Ask her, and she will say with those others, take my life, because I will not deny what I have done. This is what they say, all of them. The insolent breed the men who dare our God, those who say no to us. Well, you are no like. You should be made to say yes. You put the idea in peril, and that you will not be allowed to do. The girl is only a monstrous symbol of the faith in Kate. Therefore, I now demand her immediate punishment. I demand that she be excommunicated from the church. I demand that she be returned to secular authority there to receive her punishment. I ask the secular arm to limit her sentence to the sign of death and the mutilation of her members.
A passionate man, and so sincere. I think he means simply to throw the dirty work to me. I am the secular authority here. Why didn't your friend Charles have a burn? It was his job.
I didn't want to do it. I don't like killing. Master Executioner, is the wood for the stake dry and ready to burn?
All is ready. Things will go according to custom, but I will not be able to help the girl this time.
What do you mean, help her, Master?
We let the first flames rise high. Then I climb up behind the victim and strangle him the rest of the way. It's easier and quicker for everybody. But I've had special instructions this time to make the fire very high. And so it will take longer, and I will not be able to reach her for the act of mercy.
Did you hear that, Joan?
I remembered a dream from years ago. I woke and ran screaming to my mother.
Joan, for the last time, I offer you the saving hand of your mother church. We want to save you, but we can delay no longer. The crowd has been here since dawn. They eat their food, scold their children, make jokes and grow impatient. You are famous, and they have nothing better to do with their time than to bring garlands to the famous or watch them burn.
Oh, I forgive them, Monsieur. I forgive you, too.
Oh, Monseigneur speaks to you like a father in order to save your miserable soul. And you answer by forgiving him.
Monseigneur speaks to me gently. But I do not know whether he means to save me or to conquer me. In any case, he will be obliged to have me burned.
The last time I say confess your sin and return to us, we will save you.
I want to return to the church and I want to receive the Holy Communion. I have asked for it over and over again, but they have refused to give it to me.
After your confession, when you have done your penance, we will give it to you. Are you not afraid to die?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am afraid. But what difference does it make? I have always been so afraid of fire. I remembered a dream!
Joan, we cannot believe in the divinity of your voices. But if we are wrong, and certainly that thought has crossed our minds...
No! I say no even to you, my Bishop of Beauvais.
But if we are wrong, then we will have committed a monstrous sin. And we will pay for it the rest of our eternal lives. But we are the priests of your church. Trust in our belief that we are right, as you trusted your village priest. You will be at peace. Place yourself in our hands.
Monseigneur, I do not follow what you say. I do not sleep at night. I come here, and all is said so fast that I do not understand. Your voice is so soft and your words so kind. I would rather have you beat me.
I speak to you thus because my pride is less than yours.
Pride? I have been a prisoner so long that I think my head is sick and old, and the bottom of me does not hold anymore. sometimes. My dungeon seems like a great beech tree. And I am thirsty. Or I was. And I want to taste of country milk.
Look at me, Joe. Keep your mind here. I am an old man. I have killed many people in the defense of my beliefs. I'm so close to death that I don't want to kill again. I don't want to kill a little girl. Pity me, Joan, and help me to save you.
What do you want me to say? Please tell me in simple words.
I will ask you three questions. Answer yes three times. That's all. Help me, Joan.
Well, couldn't I sleep with you?
No, we cannot wait. Do you entrust yourself in humility to the Holy Roman and Apostolic Church, to the Holy Father, its Pope, and to your bishops? Do you rely upon them and upon no one else to be your judges? Do you make the complete and total act of submission? Do you ask to be returned to the bosom of the Church?
Oh, yes, but I don't want to say the opposite of what my voice has told me. I don't ever want to bear false witness against Charlie. Oh, I fought so hard for the glory of his consecration. That was the day he was crowned. The sun was out.
It was a nice day, and I'll always remember it. But I'd rather people didn't think God sent you to me. Because now that you've been arrested and thought to be a heretic, and the sorceress, they think God has abandoned me too. And I'm in bad enough trouble without that kind of gossip. Just forget about me. Go your way.
Do you wish me to repeat the question? Are you mad? You understand that we are your only protectors and that this is the last thing I can do for you? You cannot bargain and quibble like a peasant in a village fair. You are an impudent girl, and I now become very angry with you. You should be on your knees to the Church.
Monsieur, deep in your heart, do you believe that our Lord wishes me to submit to this judgment?
I so believe.
That I submit.
Do you submit and renounce the bearing of arms forever?
Oh, but there is still so much to do.
Nothing more will ever be done by you.
That is true, Joe.
And if you're thinking of helping me again, please don't. I won't ever use you again. It would be very dangerous for me.
I renounce forever the bearing of arms.
Do you renounce forever the wearing of that brazen uniform?
You have asked me this question over and over again. I told you the uniform doesn't matter. My voices chose this uniform.
It was the devil who told you to put it on.
Oh, Miss Thayer, please put away the devil for today. My voices chose this uniform because my voices have good sense. I had to ride with soldiers. It was necessary that they not think of me as a girl. It was necessary that they see in me nothing but a soldier like themselves. That is all the sense there was to it.
But why have you persisted in wearing it in prison? This question has been asked you in many examinations. And your refusal to answer has become of great importance to your judge.
And I have asked over and over again to be taken to a church prison. Then I will take off my man's uniform.
Oh, Monseigneur, the girl is playing with us from the first. I do not understand what she says or even why you...
One does not have to be an educated man to understand what I am saying.
She says that she submits to the church. But I tell you that as long as she refuses to put aside that devil dress... I will exercise my rights as master judge of heretics and witchcraft. Strange pressures have been placed upon all of us. I know not from where they come. But I tell even
And I have asked over and over again to be taken to a church prison. Then I would take off my man's uniform.
You will not bargain. You will put aside that dress, so no matter who feels otherwise, you will be declared a sorceress.
I am not alone in prison. Two English soldier guards are in the cell with me. Night and day. I am in chains. The nights are long. I try hard not to sleep, but sometimes I am too tired to... In this uniform, it is easier for me to defend myself.
Have you so had to defend yourself since the beginning of this trial?
Every night since I've been captured. The nights are long, and I do not sleep. That is why when I am brought here before you, I don't understand what you say, and I am so confused. I told you that. That is why I try to sleep here at the trial so that I will not fall asleep back in the prison.
Why haven't you told us this before?
Because they told me they would be hanged.
They were right! Detestable bastards! Disgusting. They've learned such things since they came to France. Well, it may be all right in the French army, but not in mine. I'm sorry, madam. It will not happen again.
The church will protect you from now on, Joan. I promise.
Then I agreed to put on woman's dress.
Thank you, my child. That is all. Monsieur Inquisitor, Brother Ladvenu has written up the act of renunciation. Permit me to recall him here. The girl has said yes. Therefore, man has said yes.
Well, Mr. Inquisitor, are you going to allow this to happen?
If she said yes, she has fulfilled the only condition that concerns me.
This trial has been conducted with an indulgence that is beyond my understanding. I am told that there are those here who eat from the French manger. I ask myself now, have they ever arranged to eat better from the English manger?
It's not a question of mangers, Monsieur Promoter. I ask myself, how did it happen that Pisco said yes, when so many lesser ones did not bow the head? I had not believed it to be possible. And why was tenderness born in the heart of that old man who was a judge? He's at the end of life, worn out with compromise and debasement. Why now, here, for this dangerous girl did his heart. Why, your lord? Why, your lord? A peace consecrated in your glory. Your glory.
Brother Ladvenu, please read the act.
I have prayed for you, Joan. I, Joan,
commonly called the Maid. Confess having sinned through pride and malice in pretending to have received revelations from our Lord God. I confess I have blasphemed by wearing an immodest costume. I have incited men to kill through witchcraft, and I here confess to it. I swear on the Holy Gospels I will not again wear this heretic's dress, and I swear never to bear arms again. I declare that I place myself humbly at the mercy of our Holy Mother Church, and our Holy Father, the Pope in Rome, and his bishops, so that they may judge my sins and my errors. I beseech her to receive me in her bosom, and I declare myself ready to submit to the sentence which she may inflict upon me, in faith of which I have signed my name upon this act of renunciation, of which I have full knowledge.
I will help you.
You have been saved. We are judges in mercy and mitigation. Now condemn you to spend the remainder of your days in prison. Here you will do penance for your sins. You will eat the bread of sorrow and drink the water of anguish until through solitary contemplation you repent. Under these conditions of penance, we declare you delivered of the danger of excommunication. Go in peace, my child. Take her away.
There were several times, sire, when I thought I would have to interfere. My king must have what he paid for. But you were right, and I was wrong. The making of a martyr is a dangerous business. The pile of faggots, the invincible girl in the flames, might have been a triumph for a friend's spirit. But the apologies of a hero are sad and degrading. You did well, sire. You are a wise man.
I did not wish to earn your praise.